The great silver badger closed her eyes, saying,
"Whilst there are creatures like you on earth, there is hope for others, my young friend. But don't waste your youth and kindness upon hopeless cases."
Bryony touched a paw to Bella's lips.
"Shh! Enough now. You need your sleep."
Leaving the room quietly, the housemaid closed the door carefully behind her. Noticing that the door to the sick bay was ajar, she looked in, expecting to see the slender mouse, Sister Wythe, the infirmary keeper and herbalist. Vale was in the sick bay. He had his back to Bryony, unaware of her presence.
"Vale, what are you doing in here?"
she said sharply. Vale started at the sound of her voice. Bowls and jars clattered and fell as the ferret stammered.
Nothing. I was just looking around."
Bryony pointed to the door, eyes alight with anger.
"Get out of here this instant before I report you to the Abbess."
Vale pushed past her, protesting his innocence.
"I wasn't stealing anything. Honest, I wasn't."
Bryony's love was temporarily clouded by contempt.
"Just like you never stole the blue pot, eh? I bet you were surprised when it showed up again. If you'd had your way, it would have been at the bottom of the pond."
The ferret's eyes radiated hatred at the mousemaid, who has reared him since infancy.
"Yeah, go on. Blame me. You're like all the rest. I found that pot by the south wall steps, but I couldn't retain it, could I? Every beast would say I told you so. It was Vale. I was too scared to take it back, so I chucked it in the pond."
Bryony softened toward him, and taking his six clawed paw, she tried reasoning with him.
"I took it back, Vale, but you could have taken it back. Then it would have proved to them that you weren't a thief. Can't you see? I did it to help you."
Vale tore his paw from the mousemaid's grasp.
"You were spying on me, just like you were a moment ago. Miss Goody Goody, I hate you!"
He dashed off down the stairs, leaving Bryony dumbfounded, with a large teardrop trickling down each of her cheeks.